The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
Hello, family, and hello, friends. It's your girl, Candace L., coming to you with another episode of The Candace Chronicles. But before we get into it, please go to your app store, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, and download the Bishunny Radio app. That's B-S-H-A-N-I. All right, let's get into it. So I don't know if it's just me, but have you guys seen one of the latest trending topics that is talking about the question, what do you bring to the table? Right? What do you bring to the table? Now, obviously, those of us who have dated, who have been married and had any type of courtship or relationship, we both know, whether male or female, what someone brings to the table is absolutely important. So let me preface that. What a person that you're interested in brings to the table when you're trying to pursue a romantic relationship or even a business relationship for that matter is extremely important. But I want to focus on the romantic side and what, I mean, these new people in this dating game are doing. So when you think of the question, what do you bring to the table? The intent behind the question is great, right? Because you want to see if you and that person are equally yoked. Now, we can take that from the vantage point of, are we spiritually equally yoked? Which is what, you know, most people get that phrase from. But I believe that you need to be equally yoked in all areas. You know, education. Do you value education? Children. Do you want children? How many? Are we going to have them the natural way? Do you have any issues having them the natural way? Are you open to adoption? Will we save up for in vitro, if we need to do that? That's important. You need to be equally yoked when it comes to health. You know, do you have any type of disability? Do you have any type of limitation, whether in the physical form or in the mental form? Are you on any medications? Because, you know, a person needs to know whether or not they have grace to deal with whatever situation that there is. Now, we know once we become old and gray, things change, but when we're talking about, you know, in the now, those things are absolutely important. Money. When it comes to money, do you currently work? What is your job history like? How much do you make? Are you fiscally responsible? What does your credit look like? If I want to go get a house, can we get one? Or do we have to be on a credit repair plan for a couple of years? Absolutely, absolutely important. Religion. Even if you're both Christian, what type of Christian? Do you believe in tithing? Do you actually go to church? Are you involved in church? What ministries are you in? Do you actually believe the Bible literally? Or do you think that it is just a guide for life? That's important. Family history is important. Did you grow up with both parents or one parent? Well, if it was even both parents, were they happy or was it rough? You know, what goes on in your family? Does your family believe in marriage or do they not? All of those things are important. So the intent behind the question, what do you bring to the table, can encompass all of those things. However, what has been happening in the dating world? are people asking the literal question to individuals, right? So that's like if you and I are on a date and I say, well, what do you bring to the table? Okay. Well, that's something that I normally do in business when we're talking about contracts and terms and who's going to do what. I'm a fan in the dating world that you actually take time to get to know someone. And when you get to know someone and you observe them and you actually have conversation with them outside of text, it will become extremely clear to you what they bring to the table, right? Because if you ask somebody, well, what do you bring to the table? They could give you a laundry list ranging from, well, I cook, I clean, you know, or ranging from, I bring peace, I know how to decorate. There are just so many things a person can say, and you may not even get a well thought out response. So observation and taking the time to get to know someone is major key. But let me tell you what else is happening with this question. Some men have begun to use this question as a way to devalue women. Okay? So I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say a couple things again. The intent of the question is fine because we all should have standards. We all should want to be equally yoked, whatever our equally yoked look like. Someone should most definitely bring something to the table, whether tangible or intangible. But gentlemen have used this question as a means to devalue women. So you might be saying, hold on, Candy. How is that devaluing anyone? I'll give you the example. If a gentleman is asking a woman, well, what do you bring to the table? And a woman says, well, you know, I could cook. Well, the response now is, well, I could hire somebody to do my meal prep. Okay. If a woman says, well, I can clean. I know how to keep a clean home, keep it organized and orderly. The gentleman will then say, well, I can hire someone, a cleaning service, to come clean my home. I can pay for that. So if a woman says, well, you know, I can make the house a home. You know how women say, I can make the house a home. Well, a man is now saying, yeah, but the house that you're making a home, I actually provide it. Okay, so then, you know, some sisters will say, well, sexual intimacy, you know, I got sex. And a man today is even saying, well, I could pay for those services. I mean, so what do you really even bring? So then that puts a woman in a position where no matter what she says, she can say, oh, I could pray for you. He can say, I got a pastor. I got a church mother. My grandmother's pray. No matter what this woman says, it is not of value to this man. So there are so many things wrong with that approach because, number one, why would you be dating a gender that you see absolutely no value in? And why would you set her up just to, air quote, humble her or devalue her? It makes absolutely no sense. So essentially, some of the feedback I got from men is, well, it's time for you women to see that we are the prize too, and it's not just you. I've never seen women completely not value men. Now, have things shifted? Absolutely. Was there a time where a woman needed a man? Like she needed him? Yeah, because she couldn't even get a house without him. Why? Because he had the credit. She couldn't afford a living. Why? Because he got the job or he had the higher salary. Not because he was necessarily smarter or better than her, but simply because he was a man. And that goes from those traditional gender roles. There were even relationships that women could never leave because she would not be able to fend for herself, nor take care of her children. So she was essentially kept hostage, even if the relationship was extremely unhealthy. So have things changed? Absolutely. Women can get jobs, even though pay equity is not, or pay equality is not all the way there between the genders. Women are having careers. Women can get a line of credit. They can open a banking account now. They can go get a home now. They can go to college now and get all the degrees that they want. They can do all of those things. If a relationship becomes crazy, toxic, they can leave. They have the means to leave, or they have another female friend that they could go stay with. Like, they have more options. So there was a time when a man was absolutely a necessity. What do you mean you just want to be with him? No, girl, you gotta be with him, because you can't do anything simply because you're a woman. And so women have elevated themselves and have gotten independence. Now, independence is not necessarily a bad thing. You could be independent within a relationship and still be submissive. So let me say it again. You could be independent and be in a relationship and still be submissive. Men are not seeing women as valued additions to a relationship. And I need gentlemen to understand, yes, you are a prize. Yes, you should have standards. Yes, you should get the desires of your heart as well. But it should not come at the expense of devaluing women. That is absolutely asinine. And if you feel like you have to do that, then you need to change your dating pool, because perhaps you're not in the right tribe. Or perhaps you don't qualify for the women that you actually think you are privy to, or you don't qualify for the women that you desire. So that's a time for you to be self-reflective. But to use a question with great intent and transform it to something to devalue women, it's crazy. And also, a lot of times what a woman brings, she could tell you a bunch of tangible things she brings, right? But it's the intangible. It's the intangible things that you can't even put a price on. It is a soul to soul, intimate, spiritual connection, a mental connection that will be specific to that woman. So women bring a ton of value. You can't put a price on peace. You can't put a price on having a stable life and adding someone to it, and it doesn't shake your whole world up, right? Women can bring insight. You can have an idea, but perhaps she can help you make the business plan. You can create children, yes, with anyone, but she may mother your children in the way that you need them to be mothered. You may hit a hard time and you will need that support. So another thing is, women are not solely a liability, because when you come into a relationship, it's an exchange. Just as much as you're going into it thinking that she's some liability for you and a potential bill or another headache, if this woman has a stable life and a life full of peace, she could feel the same exact way about you. And the notion that women only want their standards met, but they don't care about the man's, that is not true either. Any person who has taken time to work on themselves and has cultivated a life that they are proud of wants someone of the same standards. Because one thing about relationships is you need to be able to communicate well. There needs to be a vision. And even if you don't agree, there needs to be some level of understanding. So from both sides of the table, if they can't recognize or identify with one another, it is going to be a very, very rocky road ahead. And so I need men to see the value in women, whether tangible or intangible. And women, you need to see the value in gentlemen as well. It's almost like I don't need you, but I need you, if that makes sense. And I actually made a status today on Facebook that essentially says, you know, right now, it personally, the season that I am in my life, is if I'm with you, it's because I want you. Out of everyone that I've encountered and met, I want you. I've made a clear and conscious decision to be with you. Not out of lack, not out of desperation, because my life is whole, but I desire to add you to my life. And eventually, over time, as I'm growing to love you, that need will then arise, and I will need you, because you will provide a vibe. You will provide support. You will provide a unique love that I can't find anywhere else, and it'll become a need, a necessity for me to be with you. And so let's put the value back in each other. Let's not devalue each other. Because the tangible and the intangible are just as important as anything else. And as you're out here navigating in this dating world, I encourage you. Yes, you can ask the literal question, and a brother or sister could give you a laundry list of great attributes, but that means absolutely nothing until you see it put into practice. Hence, the part that I think you should lean on is the observation, their character, right? Their integrity, doing what's right and doing those things when no one is watching. Meaning, if I never asked you this question, would I have seen these attributes, or would I have seen you do these things without me ever even asking? That is what you want to go for, because people could tell you anything. So slow down, get to know somebody, and absolutely observe them. And over time, you will be able to identify their value and exactly what they bring to the table. And conversely, you will also be able to identify if there is nothing of value and they don't bring anything to the table. And I know we say, oh, you know, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, I don't have time to play, I don't have time to rush. I am not advocating, or no, not rush, but I don't have time to waste. I'm not advocating for you to waste time either. The problem is we're putting a lot of energy and effort into the wrong things. We're putting a lot of energy and effort into planning the date and not realizing whether the date has substance or not. Meaning, did you actually talk? Did you learn something new? What was your takeaway? We're relying a lot on text messages instead of having actual conversations to really get to know a person. I cannot tell you how many times I've had anywhere from one conversation to a max five, and I have known that this person was not anyone I should be fooling with, and they brought absolutely no value to my life, right? Because all of our lives are tailor-made for us. That person can go to the next person and be exactly, obviously, what that individual needs. So, nah. But brothers, we gotta stop devaluing women every chance we get. I don't know where the anger comes from, but we have to get that checked out. And I know you're probably sitting back saying, but women do this, but women do that. I'm not focused on the women this week. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. It's real cute to say, I could pay for sex. I could pay for a cleaning service. I could pay for meal prep. That's cute to say, and it's true. You can, but it is not the same. It is nowhere near the same of getting those things from a woman that you love and from a woman that loves you. And if you have a jaded viewpoint on women or relationships, I encourage you to talk to married men, happily married men, men that are doing things the right way. And I encourage you to get therapy. I'm not even trying to be snarky or funny, but a lot of times there may be underlying issues, or it could be simply you are not putting yourself in position with the right tribe and the people that you will want to be with. So just some fruit for thought. Take it all in, chew on it, digest it. This is another episode with your girl, Candace L. That's C-A-N-D-A-C-E-E-L-L-E with the Candace Chronicles. Have a fantastic weekend. And whether you have an iPhone or an Android, please be sure to go download the Bashani Radio app. That's B-S-H-A-N-I. And I'll talk to you soon.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.